I'm not gonna be here.
So it doesn't really matter what you do.
He was trying to make me take it like maybe today or tomorrow, and if he could get a hold of a test, and I just kind of been trying to hide from him. I'd rather take it when I get back.
Man.
All I could think of would be norms and roles and leadership.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the only thing that we've covered.
On something like groupthink or something like that, I still think we follow that.
Is
he going to review on tests? Like,
no, they're not comprehensive.
They're not, okay.
Didn't he say something like a lot of the questions would be the exact same? I don't know if it's this
on the final.
Is it the final?
Final would be comprehensive.
But the quizzes aren't comprehensive.
Yeah.
Good, because I didn't read the last two chapters.
That's all we've done is norms and roles and leadership. Uh-huh. I don't remember a lecture on leadership yet. He's starting to.
I missed one of the lectures.
I missed two.
Oh, boy. I've got to do the reading. I haven't done any reading since. I've got lots of quiz. How much am I supposed to read? I have a test in my interpersonal class the next day.
The interpersonal communication, so do I.
Did he have?
Gonzalez.
I have the all that.
Talking about black history and black slavery.
Really?
That's interesting. I've gotten into that class.
I like mine a lot.
What, you have a discussion, don't you? What are you talking about in yours?
Yours is 122?
Yeah.
We're talking about relationships right now.
Just social relationships? Okay. That's interesting.
Friends and acquaintances and
talking about like mental games and how people act and things
yeah,
like that.
It really is. It's like a sosh or something.
Yeah. How's the weather?
So how many games are you gonna play down there?
Four. We were practicing for about 3 or 4 days.
Will you just be playing Arizona teams? Or?
Yeah. I was telling the story last week about this Grand Canyon College. It's a real religious school. They won the NCAA championship last year. Mm-hmm. And after they won it, one of the guys was drinking some champagne or a beer or something, and it took the championship away. Mm-hmm. The school did, yeah.
The school did?
Yeah.
God.
I think that's going a little too far.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a root beer to celebrate with. Right.
After that, I bet they asked the administration if they would like a Hawaiian punch.
The biggest part, most religious schools don't care if you drink or not anyway.
I don't know. Take BYU for example. I don't think they'd appreciate
that. Yeah, they kind of frown on that.
A good friend of mine is a catcher for Oral Roberts University. Yeah. They don't exactly appreciate that either.
Really?
Yeah. He got caught. He lives in the dorms. They have athletic dorms. He got caught drinking a beer in the dorms. And he had to go talk to Oral Roberts in person about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Personally, I don't think anything wrong with drinking a beer. It's the pitchers and the six packs and that,
Oklahoma's where Oral Roberts is, and that's a very, very religious state. Really strict with that.
Not really that strict.
Not really.
You'll just be in Phoenix the whole time?
We go to, and then we start in St. George for this weekend, and then we're in Phoenix Monday. We're going down to St. George, like Tuesday. Instead of driving all the way to Phoenix, we're going to stop in St. George for the weekend, and from St. George to Phoenix.
Nice and warm down.
Yeah.
I worked in Flagstaff for quite a while.
It's nice there. I like Flagstaff. I have a neighbor lives in Flagstaff. He's a road engineer.
Worked on that Little America Hotel in there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Indians in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice town. I liked it. Real pretty there. I've only been there a few times.
Real pretty. Funny how different it is. It's only about 150 miles to Phoenix from there.
It's up in the mountains. Like,
yeah.
Just, you get a lot of snow there.
Yeah, a real lot. More than here sometimes.
Yeah.
Probably this year.
I don't know. It's been pretty mild everywhere. About like here, probably lower than here, isn't it?
No, I think it's higher.
Is it higher than here?
Well, it's San Francisco Peak. Is, I can't even remember. My dad stayed down there for quite a while. When he was down there was about 7 feet of snow in Flagstaff.
Wow. Hard to work in any type of construction because that kind of snow.
Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff they was doing was inside at that
point. Uh-huh. She's sitting over there reading the paper and we're talking about nothing.
This is our social task.
Let's write a paper on the editorials.
I've been meaning to write one of those for so long.
I think Paul's still out in the parking lot waiting for the shuttle bus to pick him up.
Has anyone even read up on that? The different things to see what the book says about them?
I did a little bit.
Oh, good.
But it's basically what I have in my notes, really. I didn't really learn anything more. From what I read, I'm pretty much sold on the prescriptive descriptive idea. I think there's more of, it's almost outlined for us the way to do it, you know. And I think that would make it a lot easier. Maybe just like each paragraph on each stage. You know, I think that'd be a good way of doing it.
Yeah, do we have like statements from our conversation you can think of we could pull out to quote in it?
I think if we all put our heads together, we could. I can't think of anything right offhand, but I know if we thought about it a little bit, we went back through.
Yeah, if we had to, we, you know, go to the tapes.
Yeah.
Right.
Make them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's another possibility.
Well, I did say
that. I don't think he'd listen to 7 weeks of tapes.
No, I'm sure he's not going to go back. And I don't know, he's pretty picky on that last page.
What did we get, 8 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
That would be about a B.
That was only worth 10% of our grade.
Yeah.
majority of our grade on the second paper?
Second paper and the final exam combined are 50%. Quizzes are 15% each, and then his fudge factor is 10%.
Fudge factor. Is that the benefit of the doubt if you're borderline?
If you just come in a bunch of junk, it's just junk.
Something never takes role.
No, just the very start. I don't know how he'd do it unless he knew you. It heard your name or something.
The 10% is if you're a good brown noser and
yeah.
He's, hey, Ob, how's it going? Oh, there's 10% of your grade.
If you like to talk about Chi Chi Rodriguez, I guess you get the fudge factor.
Does he like Chi Chi?
Well, he just mentioned it last the other day.
And if you laughed at his joke.
Tell him how much you enjoy his boring book.
I haven't read a book quite that bad. Well, last quarter I had one. It was a political science book that was just disgusting. I read two chapters out of about 20. Couldn't take that one. Wish part of our group would show up. We haven't had a full group meeting this part of time, have we yet?
Once.
We did. When we started the paper and our study.
Last Tuesday we had a full group, I think.
Everybody was late, but we was here. We'll just let Paul write the paper again.
Well, if we do this on the prescriptive and descriptive, we'll have to get things like the orientation ambiguous, and favorable, unfavorable, all those different things, different types of statements from our conversations.
Mm-hmm. I think the ambiguous you could fit into just small talk, basically, you know, just generalizing. Like our first meeting, we generalized everything. We wrote down about 8 different things we could do it on, and that would be ambiguous. We could list the different possibilities and how we went about going from ambiguous to a type of a conflict thing where we narrowed it down, you know, and then we kind of, you know, threw out different thoughts about the ones we narrowed down. And our emergence would be where we switched from parking services to shuttle, where we changed our mind. Then our reinforcement would be like how we went and got information, and we found out that was, you know, the basic thing that we wanted to talk about.
We didn't draw one of those spiral things really easy.
Yeah, he said that was part of descriptivity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be easy.
We could do all of our first initial ones, and then we limited it to one, so all the others would be going back. And then we could branch off even further, and then messed up there, and then on shuttle service.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have a few of them. Put that on a whole page, you know, make it look impressive.
Do we have to write this?
One, two.
Two?
Two more.
Plenty of time.
Two more meetings?
Two more meetings.
Just next week?
Next week. Well,
one, two, and then presentations, and then.
This Thursday and this Thursday. Next Tuesday, we have a quiz.
Mm-hmm.
The next Tuesday, we talked about improving effectiveness, and the next Thursday is group meeting. And then the next Tuesday, after that, is group presentations.
Oh, it looks like another meeting outside in the library.
Yeah, looks like that.
We haven't talked at all about an oral presentation. Uh-oh.
Okay, if we're going to do this, I guess I'll read up on it and try it.
Finally concede and maybe read up on it. Now that we're getting down to our time limit, I guess.
Does
anybody have any ideas about an oral presentation and what to do it on? I haven't really thought about it. I forgot about that, actually.
I thought about it, but I have no ideas. He told us he's going to give us a paper and he just see how other people have done this paper.
Yeah, he did. He hasn't said anything about it since.
Well, I'd still like to get a hold of one of those.
Yeah.
Now, what type of papers does he say? Oh, to see what group, someone else had done.
Yeah. An example of how someone else went about it.
He'll probably hand that out Monday.
The last group meeting.
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to do it then? Are we going to compare what we might have done prescriptive and then go into how we did it descriptive?
Well, I think we could just combine both of them, prescriptive and descriptive. We did it both ways. It's just different terms for basically the same thing. There's a difference, though. Descriptive would be prescriptive, I think, would be a way to introduce what we did. Descriptive would be a way of explaining how we did it.
Thank you.
amazing. We could do something like this on our presentation, you know, like when Paul's here and when Paul's not here. We could all be talking when Paul's here and just sit around.
I think we're at a point where we just don't know what we're doing.
That's, I think,
what we.
Once we decide, I think we'll start going. No one's really.
We want to do this prescriptive, descriptive.
Yeah, with it. I don't think we've done enough research on it to even know what we're doing on it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just from that little bit we got in class, and that's it.
Has anyone taken their school insurance?
I have.
Yeah.
Is it pretty good?
I've never been hurt or anything. I don't know how it pays off or anything. I don't know. It's
it's not too bad. I only used it a couple of times and it's okay.
But how much does it cost?
It's $25 a quarter for a student. You have dependents, though, that gets expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you need any checkups or anything, they have the doctors over there. It's only $1 a visit. And
can't beat that.
No. And let's see, then I had to get my little daughter a shot, and I paid $8 out of $10 on that. So.
I have, but I never got a policy number or anything like that. They don't.
Oh, the policy number, they give it in the book. And
so everybody
the
has the same
for
one?
Everybody, yeah.
Okay, I was wondering
the
about
university
that.
University policy number. Yeah.
Because they never sent me anything. I expected to get something, you know. I never got anything. It's just,
no.
Just pay for it during registration, and that's it.
Really?
It doesn't cover through like breaks and stuff, or does it?
If you like broke your leg or something.
I mean.
Oh, between breaks.
Spring break, fall break.
Yeah, it does. It covers from the start of the quarter
to
until
the start
of the next one. Yeah.
What does it all cover? Just medical or? Does it cover dental or?
It doesn't cover dental. I wish it did. it's not the best policy in the world, but for what it costs, it's pretty good.
It's like a real cheap type of insurance, isn't it?
Yeah. If you don't use it for anything, if nothing happens, it seems like a waste of $25.
Yeah.
But if you're hurt, it should be worth it.
It's like car insurance. Oh, I'm going to get in a wreck. Why do I have car insurance?
Yeah.
I don't.
You must be a good driver.
I did when I had my car, but I sold it, so I'm driving on that. It doesn't matter now.
Someone else has it insured, or?
I'm just driving this $400 Volkswagen. And I had a Porsche, and I wanted to keep insured, but this,
mm-hmm.
I don't care.
You don't even have no fault? What happens if you hit a Porsche?
I'm sued.
You had to have no fault.
You have to have no fault, at least.
Yeah. Well, this is ridiculous. What time is it?
Let's get out of here.
What time is it?
23 after.
Close enough for me.
Yeah. We usually stay over a little bit. We gotta get out early this time.
We're not getting anything accomplished.
Well, I'll come around to bring you a little bit of paper somewhere.
No, it'll be. Do you want for refreshments?
A lot of interest.